Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me on the phone right now is early years coordinator with the Kenora Catholic District School Board, Marnie Buffett. Good morning, Marnie.
Morning, Richard. Thanks for having me here this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for letting us know about the Early Years Arts and Design Festival that's coming up in Red Link. Tell us all about it.
The festival will be happening on Saturday, April 15th from 10 to 12, and that's going to be happening at St. John's School, which is located at 54 Discovery Road. And for this event, all families and children are welcome. And when we say there is something for everyone, we truly mean it. Like, the age of the children typically ranges from like the wee ones all the way up to the older siblings who are 10, 11, or 12, and everyone always has a blast. And of course, it's all free.
Tell us about the festival. What is it all about?
Well, it's really an amazing opportunity for families with young children to come and experience the arts together. It's a morning of the arts. And I do want to mention that families need to be mentally prepared to have tons of fun together, because the activities range from everything from dancing to drumming, every type of painting you can imagine. And there's this one station where we literally hand children spray bottles full of paint. There's also working with clay. And this year we've even included an entire section of STEM activities where kids are challenged to use their like math and science brains to construct roller coaster creations and marshmallow towers and tinfoil boats. There's even a real live, honest to goodness, kids rock band. And this is led by Jada Seawack, and it has instruments available for kids to join in on the jam session.
So as you mentioned, spray bottles with paint, handing those over to the kids. are the parents going to have some protection to wear?
Oh, you know what? The parents are always really grateful that they get this experience and that it's not in their own home, because, you know, they can come have a great time. It's completely free flow. So, you know, the whole family can just go wherever, you know, their hearts and their feet take them, and they can spend the whole time there if they want, or they can check out other things. But at the end, they can leave the mess and we will deal with it, and they can go home and have a nice afternoon together.
All right. All that graffiti on the walls then. Not a problem. Anything else, Marnie?
Yeah. We're also really excited to announce that the first 50 families to arrive will get a family portrait by the really talented Alex Drager Photography. So we've provided this as a memento the last couple of years, and families have let us know that they absolutely love having this little keepsake of the event to take away with them. So if this is something that interests your family, you are definitely going to want to get there at the start of the festival to guarantee that seating. And I also really want to do a shout out if there's time.
Absolutely.
Because I need to give a special mention to David and his crew at the Red Lake Timber Mart, because one of the most popular events at the entire festival is the Cardboard Creation Station. And this is where children are given these child-friendly saws, and they're challenged to take a box and create something from their imagination out of it. And the creativity that happens at this station, Richard, it's amazing. It's nothing short of just like mind-blowing. And they transform the boxes into rocket ships, fire trucks, and multi-level houses. So David and his crew have been making continuous deliveries, you know, so that this station has enough boxes for the big day, and we just can't thank this team enough.
That is awesome. The Early Years Arts and Design Festival, the free event at St. John's School in Red Lake, Saturday, April the 15th from 10 until noon. The entire family is welcome. My guest this morning, Marnie Buffett, Early Years Coordinator with the Kenora Catholic District School Board. Marnie, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Richard.